when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. As promised, we are going to talk about Facebook attraction strategies using the same format as last week with Instagram. And these are all my own opinions about what is high outcome and high prep and all of that stuff. So if you want, you can take this with a grain of salt, do what works best for you. But this is in general what I've noticed in my own Facebook business pages. So we're going to talk about what is low prep, high outcome, high prep, high outcome, low prep, low outcome, and then high prep, low outcome. So stick with me on this one. I do want to say that before we get started, there are a ton of users on Facebook worldwide. I'm going to share with you some interesting statistics. So number one, Facebook is the largest social media platform online. And as far as Facebook daily active users right now, 2.09 billion daily users access Facebook's platform. And as of 2024, there are 3.05 billion monthly active users worldwide. The next largest social media platform would be YouTube at 2.49 billion. So that's a pretty big gap between the first and second social media platform. So there are a lot of Facebook users out there utilizing Facebook. Also random, the highest traffic time on Facebook is on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. So posting during that time will typically get the most engagement. So let's note that so we can, in a couple days, post something really engaging and get people interacting with it. But also what they're saying is that it is estimated that Facebook will have 3.07 billion monthly active users by the end of 2024. So that's a pretty big increase that they're seeing. And with that being said, Facebook is attracting users of all generations, and you can target audiences with not just demographics, but also by lifestyle characteristics, interests, behaviors, hobbies, especially if you're utilizing ads. You can also drive traffic directly to your site with multiple links on your Facebook page and in posts. That's kind of one of my favorite things about Facebook, is that you can post something and link it if you need to in your Facebook group or on your Facebook page. So these four strategies we are going to talk about are divided into four sections. The prep time is how much effort it may take on your end, as always. And the outcome is the results that might happen. So this could be any type of results, more people clicking on a link or opting into a lead magnet or purchasing a resource. This is a general guide. My own opinions, of course, does not indicate that one strategy is better or worse than another. You can always just try some of these strategies if you haven't already and see how it does for you, if this is something you want to utilize more. All right, so my first attraction strategy that I'm going to talk about is low prep, high outcome, and that is ads. So this could entail Facebook ads and Instagram ads. They're the same thing. You set it up in Ads Manager, and you can select where you are showing your ads, and you can do both Instagram and Facebook. It is fairly easy to set up an ad when you're already having to take photos and you have description copy kind of already set up. So it's really, you know, it's really easy to create the ad creatives, the photos and images and captions. And it's just all a matter of just testing things out and seeing what's working and what audiences you're utilizing. And this can be really just great that, you know, you're repurposing from your product listing or off of your landing page. And there's a variety of different things you can set up. You can set up a traffic ad. You can set up a sales or lead ad. You can set up an awareness ad. And it's just really great. It's kind of fun. I love testing out ads in the last, you know, 6 to 8 months. I've loved being able to kind of test things out a little bit more than I normally would, because I do feel a lot more confident in setting up my Facebook ads and all of that. And I can see results. I'm tracking it with UTM codes, which is something I definitely recommend. I hadn't been doing that before. And also just making sure my Facebook pixel is attached. You can actually, if you want to send a sales ad and send traffic to your TPT store or a specific product, definitely make sure you're setting up that Facebook pixel that is enabled. This is a, I believe for premium TPT users, you just go into your settings in your account and you can set up your Facebook pixel and just attach it with your ads manager. So you can see how many people are adding it to their cart, how many people are viewing it, how many people are adding it to their wish lists. One statistic I wish they had, that I hope maybe will be coming in the next year or so, is seeing who actually purchased. That's the only pixel, like it's the only thing it can't track, is to see like who actually purchased. You can only see up to add to cart, which, I mean, it's better than nothing, right? But that's why I also recommend, when you do have a link to that specific product, that you use a UTM code rather than the regular resource link. So that's just kind of like an added tip in there for you, to help you with if you're doing any sales ads that are directed to TPT. The next one I'm going to talk about, high prep, high outcome, are Facebook groups. So in the sense of, like, you know, managing things, I've learned in the last year that this Facebook group that I have almost has 1,000 members in it right now. Depending on what you put in there and you know, what you're actually doing with the group can be a lot of work, especially if it's just you doing it. Hosting a Facebook group can take a lot of work, as far as like if there's a post in there I have where it's they have to type in a word in the comments to get that specific link sent to them. And unfortunately, ManyChat is not attached to Facebook groups at the moment. And so I have to manually go in and send them the link. It's a lot of work when a lot of people are, you know, commenting on it all the time. But it's great because it's getting interaction. And finding ideal customers in your groups can also be just a lot of work in general, like finding the right people and, you know, having to go through and sift through all the questions if you have that set up before they enter the group. But either way, I feel like there is a really great outcome. Because people are, you know, if they're in this group and they're sticking around, they seem to be very interested in what you have to say. One of my favorite things to do in groups is to, you know, put in polls. I feel like that's the easiest way to get engagement. I think that's one of the ways I get the most engagement. And then also I have a weekly automated post welcoming in new members and, you know, seeing people comment on that and all of, you know, that's just a really great way also to kind of build trust in your Facebook group. I feel like right now groups are and ads are the way to go. This is the ones that have been showing high outcome for me at the moment on Facebook. All right, next, low prep, low outcome, and that is Facebook Lives. It might be scary to go live on your Facebook page or in your Facebook group, but you might be surprised. Lives can encourage followers to know, like, and trust you when you are sharing content in general in your niche. So sometimes I don't think I've really done any impromptu lives on my Facebook page, but I will go live in my Facebook groups, whether that's through the Spice Up Your Store Challenge, or I have a workshop in my social studies Facebook group, and I have it scheduled in advance just to kind of see who's interested in, you know, coming to the actual live. And I do get engagement in the moment. I just think it's just, you know, it's depending on what you're preparing, I guess, there's a difference between kind of going live for a few minutes, talking about something off the cuff versus like having a planned out workshop or specific topic that you're going to talk about. So depending on what it is, I feel like as far as like, just depending on your audience, you might get really high engagement, so people buying from you, or it might be that just people are commenting, but nothing's really coming from that. But at the most, I feel like what does happen that is beneficial is that people are learning something from you and they're gradually built, you know, one step closer to potentially purchasing from you. So that's always a bonus. The last attraction strategy that we're going to talk about is Facebook pages that I consider, I'm going to bucket this into high prep, just to the nature of it. It's a Facebook page. It's like the first thing people will see, like just like you're going into Instagram profiles, you go into Facebook pages, but it's also low outcome. I feel like especially in the last couple of years, it is interesting how little engagement you get with posts. And even when you're posting natively in the Meta Business Suite, I just feel like there's just not as many likes or comments compared to even on Instagram. It's really interesting. In general, setting up and maintaining a Facebook page can be a lot of work on your end, especially just making sure things are up to date. But when people are coming across your page and are following, this can eventually drive plenty of traffic to your store. I find like there's kind of this effect when I'm running lead ads, people are like, okay, who is this person? They click on the profile, they see my Facebook page. I have to keep those posts active. I can't just like, I feel like I just can't leave it there so people think I'm just ghosting them, that I just have a random ad showing without actually being an active participant on Facebook pages. So I just feel like I'm obligated to make sure I'm posting things each month, but I just really don't get a lot of engagement compared to groups and ads and all of that kind of stuff. But in general, it's kind of also like people are clicking on my website or clicking on a post or a TPT resource. And so it just kind of all comes together. People still like Facebook pages and, you know, it's just kind of the nature of things, I guess. Maybe what could be beneficial is utilizing the, you know, kind of there's Instagram Reels and now there's a Facebook Reels version. I don't know if that's the right word, but video version of Reels
on Facebook, maybe that could be great. I've seen plenty of content that's been, it's like I'll look at a reel that's on Facebook and I can see it's connected to Instagram and I end up following people on Instagram because of what I saw from them on Facebook. So, I mean, it could be worth looking into is making sure you're posting video reels on your Facebook page so you can get people, you know, kind of connected with you. But in general, just to recap, we have low prep, high outcome ads, high prep, high outcome Facebook groups, low prep, low outcome Facebook lives, and then high prep, low outcome Facebook pages. So let's just talk about it if you want to. Let's chat. DM me on thesouthernteach.designs. Let me know what your favorite attraction strategy is and which one you found the most success with and which one is low or high prep for you. I can't wait to hear from you. All right. Well, that is the end of this week's episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks for listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also follow me on Instagram at thesouthernteach.designs. Have an amazing day. Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance. This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.